This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Thursday. This is the... No, it isn't either. Haven't done that for a while. Why did I slip into that? DJV. No, it's Doug and Jay. Next week, Jennifer will be here. What? Say again.
What?
What? Where? Who? How? Where?
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The best question ever.
Why? There we are. Okay. So 7 past, I got that established. Here's some good news. The fellow that we're focused on right now, his name is Gary McKee. Now this is a daily occurrence for him. Runs a marathon every day of his life to raise money for charity. He goes to work after he runs a marathon every day. He raised money for cancer treatment. And if you multiply 26.2 miles times 365 days, he will have under his belt 9,500 miles during the course of the year. That's the equivalent of running across America 3 times.
No, thank you.
Went through 20 pair of shoes. His marathon was a prelude for his going to work. He works in a nuclear facility. He finished his marathon, the last one he did for the year, on New Year's Eve. Cheering crowds, fireworks. News came that he had made $1 million for donation to a cancer support and hospice care. He said, quote, "It's not the distance, it's because it's the last one. It's a special day." So he made up his mind. His New Year's resolution last year was to run a marathon every day so that he could raise...
A lot of people, that's a life goal, just to run one marathon.
One.
This
right.
is his start to each morning.
Every
morning
day.
Morning workout.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Really, think about that. All right, so congratulations to him. In other sports news, a lot of people are still talking about Damar Hamlin and what happened to him in the Buffalo Bills game. Went into cardiac arrest after what appeared to be a routine tackle. If you look at the video, game with the Bengals. His medical condition, if you listen to the conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, which will air, it's already aired during this program, but it airs in its own slot on many of these same stations on the weekend, Good Day Health, mm-hmm. an hour with Ken and an hour with Jack Stockwell. He talks about what happened. It was more than a rare, unlucky event. Ken agrees with me to a point. He thinks that, you know, football is a pastime. He's in Florida, and they are beyond nuts in Florida and Texas and Ohio. Where else? A couple of other states when it comes to football, especially high school football. 15-year-olds getting beat all over the place. Anyway, before I go off into my toot about football, think about what it's all about. This is the perspective. Every single play is a high-speed run for the ball. And in that, how many collisions do you see every single time there is a single play on the football field? Right? The idea is to tackle and push the other people that are in the way out of the way or knock them down.
And the dangerous part, which now is against the rules, unfortunately it still happens, but the helmet-to-helmet contact. And
yeah,
that's
right.
When things can get really dangerous. But also, think about what Buffalo has been through in the year 2020. You had the Buffalo shooting. You had that blizzard that killed
on top of another blizzard.
Yeah, right. DeMar Hamlin. Yeah. It has 2022 was tough for a lot of people, but Buffalo really went through it.
Yeah. I was looking at what a referee said that basically when he has been on the field, he's witnessed pretty much in every game. There are half a dozen times when it looks like this one guy is going to, it got hit so hard that they worried whether they're going to be able to get off the, you know, get up, get off the ground. Is this guy dead? And that's a horrible way. How do you, it's like the gladiators. I guess I'm really speaking against the grain here, and I know it. But look at what the old, the NFL last year earned $25 billion. The NFL, I'll say that again, last year earned $25 billion. And yet you look at these, you know, is this family of this kid Hamlin, are they going to get a big payout if he dies? And what's the appropriate way of looking at this? The people, there was a guy on Christmas Day, I forget who it was, in Green Bay, he got a brain injury, got whacked on the head, and that's the end of his career. And then there's another game in Pittsburgh. Your father's a big Pittsburgh fan, I know that, Jay. Got injured while making a tackle. Ended his career. He had a spinal injury. As a matter of fact, he had to learn how to walk again after that injury.
Yeah, but there's a lot of conversation happening online with different articles and parents. It's a resurgence of the conversation that you always have, Doug, where parents are questioning whether or not of letting their children play the sport. Yep. A lot of parents will let their children play a sport until something happens, until they get hurt, and then that's when they're like, oh, this isn't safe, I'm pulling you out. Some won't even let their children touch the pitch for football.
My son played football in high school. He had three concussions, and I pulled him out. I should never let him play. It was after that that I started paying attention to what was actually going on in football. And I made a move when I was in the Board of Trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg, in Ohio, to eliminate football, the football program. And the president and the chairman of the Board of Board of Trustees said that if I started making noise and got enough people concerned about it and ruined the program, 175 students wouldn't be at Heidelberg, and that would be the difference tipping the scale as to whether the school could survive or not. So I didn't. I went public, but I didn't go public in, you know, as far as Heidelberg was concerned. But, you know, it's just, Okay, the House and its showdown with Kevin McCarthy. I said facetiously, I got caught a couple of hours ago, and I said, I don't know who Trump supports. I knew he was supporting McCarthy, but I just kind of, you know, when it comes to Trump stuff, I just like to throw a little ink on the paper, if you will. And so this continued, this whole ruse, this ridiculous situation, which is basically hurting you and me. I know most of you that listen to this program on most of these stations are Republicans, and you love many, well, not all of you anymore, love Trump but hello, look at the dysfunction here and what it's costing you as a taxpayer. Never mind Trump and McCarthy. They can't get anything done. They can't even swear in the new members of Congress. They can't do anything because McCarthy is struggling with some other characters in the Republican Party. And in essence, the Republican Party is at war with itself, and it has been for a long time. I used to be a proud member of the Republican Party, and I loved, you know, that association. But then they start eating their young. You know, one Republican talks about how bad another. What's the difference? I mean, and you go back to the last presidential campaign when Trump was yelling and screaming at all the other Republicans. Who does that? And is considered a credible, good leader? It's not a good look. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. And so what's the resolve? I don't think they have a resolve for it. I think sooner or later they'll all get in line, or enough of them get in line to get McCarthy in there. But in the meantime, the government's business, the people's business, is not being taken care of. We have no budget. The government's going to run out of money next week. So what are we going to do if we don't have the Republicans agreeing on who's going to be the Speaker of the House? I have said this now half a dozen times. Bring back the Newtster. Bring back
But whenever we're running out of budget, don't they just increase the budget?
Well, they have to vote on it, and they can't vote because they're not in session, because the Republicans can't figure out what to do. Huh? Okay, you don't want to see something that's... You talk about contradictions. Amazon was advertising for last year for people. Remember those commercials? You know, whatever your needs are, we're going to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
So now they announced yesterday they're going to cut 18,000 jobs. Lay off 10% of the workforce. So after they go to all that trouble to hire people, and granted they need them for the end of the year, it's no coincidence that now after Christmas and the delivery schedules are down, they can get rid of all these people. Some of them are corporate jobs, technology jobs, sales jobs. But I don't have any use for Amazon. These big companies are destroying the fabric of our country. But I know all you think it's great because it's easy. It isn't easy.
But here's something I think a lot of people forget. They partner with a lot of mom-and-pop shops, too.
Yeah.
And yes, there's so much. There is a lot bad. There are a lot of bad things with Amazon.
Ask the mom-and-pop shops what they have to give to Amazon to get them to do business with them. What they have to sell the stuff for.
A lot of them would be going out of business if they could only if they were only to rely on their local community. But because of partnering with Amazon where they can actually reach other people, they've been able to stay in business. And now that's not to say for everybody, but there are some of those stories.
All right.
There's a lot bad. Yes, there's a lot
bad. I'll take your
word
for it. Speaking of all bad, human trafficking, serious and complex problem that affects a lot of people, not only here in our country, but millions all around the world. In the United States, there's a story to be told, and here's Vincent Sullivan with some more on that story.
Brandy Bynum, Program Manager, DHS Blue Campaign, explains how you can help combat human trafficking.
Blue Campaign is a national public awareness campaign designed to educate the public, law enforcement, and other industry partners to recognize the indicators of human trafficking and how to appropriately respond to possible cases.
Raising awareness of this crime can help save a life.
National Human Trafficking Awareness Day is recognized each year on January 11th. Blue Campaign invites you to help raise awareness on this day by participating in one of its largest initiatives, Wear Blue Day. Wear blue, the international color of human trafficking awareness. Then take a photo and post it on social media using the hashtag Wear Blue Day.
Follow at DHS Blue Campaign on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about preventing human trafficking in your community and what to do if you suspect trafficking at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Destination Las Vegas. All right, so the social media world, the news world, the automotive world, the electronic world, everybody seems to be focused on what used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. For some reason, unbeknownst to most anybody or everybody, maybe it's because the dumbing down of America has enabled us to abbreviate everything, so now it's just called CES, which means nothing to anybody. It is the Consumer Electronics Show. And right. Our man, I have several people who are there covering it. Holland Cook has been calling back with reports on what's going on there. And now the great Nick Miles is here from our AutoExpert.com to see what the automotive industry has to tout at CES. So what are you seeing? So if it's the electronics show, are the cars that are there all electric?
No, there are other things than electric cars, although electric cars play a big portion, Doug. But it's really about the tech and the cool, shiny, sparkly things that go along with those cars. And the electric cars play a big part, and let's be fair to that, but it's about the technology, the digital universe that goes with those cars. It's always about, is this going to be made? Is it just sparkly? Is it just newsworthiness? But
yes,
last night Arnold Schwarzenegger and BMW rolled out this you remember Kit from Knight Rider?
Yeah,
Kit was on the stage
Camaro.
With BMW. Kit was on the stage last night, but BMW rolled out what we would call the new version of Kit. It's called the Vision ID, D-E-E, and it's very much like Kit. It talks, it speaks, it has conversations with you. This is sort of the digital new car of the future. It's made to be a companion to you. The cool things about the car that were sort of mouth drops to me is the windshield on the inside has become a screen, basically. So you can have just a little strip at the bottom with information, or you can have the whole windshield covered with information. You choose.
So how do you see how to drive the thing if that stuff's all over the windshield? Hello?
Well, you choose how much stuff you want. You can have a little bit or none at all.
I think I said to you, my Range Rover has on the bottom of the windscreen your speed. That's you can see that as you're driving along. That's the kind of stuff you're talking about? but it's all over
exactly.
The windshield.
Yeah, like a heads-up display. So you can now choose how much you have, a little bit at the bottom, or you can have the whole screen. The cool thing is you don't have to have screens in the car. You know, you're not paying a fortune to have these big screens all over the car of electronics. They just sort of put everything on the windshield. And I like that idea. It also has the sort of navigation, so you don't know which lane you're supposed to be in. It'll point to, you're supposed to be in this lane, so never miss a turn again, those sort of things. And I like that idea. But the thing that was really cool about it is that this car now can change color on the outside. So, Doug,
so the bad guys here, that was a white BMW that just robbed the bank. And down the road, they change it to red. Nobody, who's going to know? Right.
Exactly. So those are the ideas. And then, I know you like to go and change your car color now and again and have dual colors put on your car. Well, you could do that every morning when you get up and, leave the farm. You could just say, today I'm doing this.
I'm looking at the headlines. Here's one. CES opens with automotive tech expected to steal the show. It's described as a high-tech auto fantasy land where you are. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it might be a fantasy land. That's part of the trouble, right? How much of this stuff will really be? But BMW is saying that car will be here in 2 years, 2025. So that's a reality. You may also see Sony and Honda. They rolled out a new car yesterday that they say is going to be here in a couple of years. You can order it in 2025 for the first time. There is a new VW ID4, a new Volvo, and then the Ram 1500 electric truck is going to be rolled out later today.
Thank God.
So there's new stuff here.
A lot of stuff.
There's a lot of new stuff.
All right. Nick, thank you for reporting. We'll check with you tomorrow also about what's going on there. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here on Good Day. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Iron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old criminal justice student accused of killing 4 undergrads near the University of Idaho, is back in the Gem State at the Lata County Jail. He arrived overnight, hours after authorities flew him out of Pennsylvania in a private plane. A law enforcement officer said Koberger is being held in a separate holding cell, and his demeanor remains quiet. President Biden, touting his massive infrastructure bill in Kentucky on Wednesday, says it was a bipartisan effort.
I'm especially happy to be here with my friend and colleague in many years, and I might add, a longest-serving leader in the United States Senate, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Without a speaker in the House, Kevin McCarthy and his supporters launched a new round of talks late Wednesday with conservative holdouts who have blocked his bid for House Speaker. We'll find out today if any progress was made. Lance Fry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The Duggar is here, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, and here in the studio with me is young master Miles Stephen Fisher.
Hello.
Who seems to be eager to talk with everybody today. We've been having a Megan, and Megan is Miles' mother and my daughter. Right, is that the right relationship? Do I have that right?
Yep, you've got that right.
Okay, thank you. Miles is going into at 8. Perhaps the maybe he'll keep this
just
going.
Just turned 8.
Huh?
Just turned 8.
Yeah. All right, do I have, is everybody connected here? I don't hear Jay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's there. Okay.
Brand new to 8.
Yes, brand new to 8. So I have in front of me, Miles, a Pokemon card. That is in that Pokemon. What is that? That's a.
Which I gave to you.
Yeah, you didn't give this to me. And on it is Venomoth. So, what are some of the characters? Jay, did you ever play Pokemon? Or James, you ever play?
Oh, Pokemon? I love Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a whole Pokemon binder full of them.
All right. So, what are you going to do? What do you do with Pokemon stuff?
I don't really know.
Yeah. So, what
there's a code game you can play with it, and a TV show, but. I don't really know how to play the card game, but I do watch the TV show.
Really?
Yep.
That's one of the few things that you can get away with watching, right?
So, I guess you're not. I can watch a lot of things.
Aren't the people that are on Pokemon kind of scary?
Only the ghost-type Pokemon, to me.
Yeah?
Not all people.
You think that I get scared too easily?
No.
No, you think it's okay for me to be scared looking at some of these things?
Yeah.
Jay, did you ever get scared playing Pokemon?
I never played.
Never?
I know about it, but I don't know much about it.
Mm. I don't know how to play the game, but I do have a lot of codes.
All right, so Miles is in the second grade. What are you getting out of school? What's the best part of you, other than this week you're on vacation, everybody else seems to be in school. What's the best part of being in school? What would you advise if there are first graders listening to this program right now, anticipating what being in the second grade is all about? What would you tell them to look forward to?
I do not know.
Really? What do you like best about being in the second grade?
Math.
Really?
I really like math.
So last night,
subject.
Were we talking last night about people who use computers and iPhones and what happens with them when they're in school? Did we talk about that last night?
Yes, we did.
And what did you think about people who have...
Not a good idea.
No, because?
Because if you look at your phone whenever you're teaching, your students will eventually keep telling you to look up from your phone.
Yeah.
And also, when you're driving, if your kid asks you a math problem, you're not going to know the answer unless you look on your phone while you're driving.
And that's not a good thing, right?
No, it's not.
No. So what did you say to me yesterday when I was using my iPhone to make a message as we were driving?
Don't use your phone while you're driving.
Doug, you were using your phone while driving?
Can you imagine?
I'm
what a horror show.
I'm appalled.
Are you really? Shocked and appalled.
Huh. I'm not.
No.
Miles was like, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised at all. All right, so what do you like best about the farm? You like going down to the farm? You went to talk to the cows yesterday,
the
yeah?
The cows.
Yeah.
What? And the ice cream.
The ice cream and the cows. Okay, what could be better than that? But we have ducks down there and chickens and goats and stuff,
yeah,
too, right?
I know.
You didn't see the pot-bellied pigs that are in the back barn?
No.
I have to take care
of them. But I did see the peacock's tail feathers, a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
But they were down.
What colors were they?
Well, they were down, so basically like luminescence.
Well, they were luminescence. Huh. I guess I should have studied them more carefully. I didn't know they were luminescence. All right, so let's see. The farm we've taken care of. You went to the bouncy house, took care of that.
Long time ago.
Yeah. How did
Last
you like?
Summer.
You like the plane ride when you come here from Los Angeles?
Yeah, watched two movies, one TV show.
Really? What was it?
The movies were Luck and DC League of Super Pets.
Super Pets. See, this is what you have to look forward to. Jay has a 2.5-year-old son. He's three. Is he almost three?
No, not till the summer.
All right, okay. So you have all this to look forward to with him, things that are coming along. I'm trying to remember what it was like when he's just beginning to speak, isn't he? At two and a half, when
he says a lot of things, and then at times he doesn't want to talk at all, and he'll repeat mama and dada a lot, and then all of a sudden he'll throw in a 5-word sentence, and we're like, where did that come from? But
really?
Miles, I am going to need your help, because he is very into these dinosaur bath toys we have, and I can only name the T-Rex. I am going to have to send you pictures so you can help me identify these.
Yeah, I can help you. I know a lot of dinosaurs, but I don't know all of them. They're like 7 million, and new ones being discovered every week.
What do you mean 7 million? There's 7 million different types of dinosaurs?
Maybe. I don't really know, but they're being discovered every week, so I'm pretty sure there are a lot of them.
And we were talking earlier today
like
about...
Like Phyllolongosaurus.
Who's your what?
Like Phyllolongosaurus.
Phyllolongosaurus?
Phyllolongosaurus.
Is that because he... Has a foot long? Yeah, like a foot long hot dog.
No, it's because it's a very large dinosaur.
Really? Large dinosaur.
Have you found a predator that's more than the T-Rex? Has there been anything that's trumped that one?
Something bigger than the T-Rex, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's been one for a long time. Spinosaurus.
How big is the spinosaurus?
And Giganotosaurus.
Who's your what? What?
She got no tarsorus.
We were talking about a large, almost shark-like creature that existed 200 million years ago.
Well, if T-Rex had survived the meteorite, then scientists think it would have lost its ohms.
It's what?
Ohms.
What's an ohm?
Ohm.
Oh, it's arms.
Yeah, ohm.
I don't understand Southern Californian sometimes. Arms, right. But the arms are only 3 feet long.
Yeah. Its arms would have disappeared completely if it survived, scientists think.
Uh-huh.
So then it would have been sort of like a land shark.
A land shark. Okay.
That's a great impression.
I can do a better one.
Okay. I think that probably is a good way to cap off our conversation, Mommy. What do you think? Yeah, okay. Miles, thank you for joining us today. You have a nice time?
Yep.
Say bye to Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
You too.
Do you want to read this commercial?
No, thanks.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll do it then. Here we go. There's Miles, my grandson. He's a character and a half. And he's wonderful. Really, it's fun, you know, having these.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're a long ways off, but your father has to be having trouble. And your sister, how old are your sister's children?
I don't remember. 15 and 12.
Oh, okay, so they're way beyond being fun then, right?
No, they're a lot of fun. I get a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can make your life as dramatically wonderful as I have, I didn't make it, but my daughter and her husband with the child that is curious and fun, got a sense of humor at that age, and I've looked so forward to Jasper as he comes along. All of us who are parents and now grandparents, you look for the best, and you keep these kids stimulated in the right way. And I'm not talking about with these devices, although Miles is doing, he's getting used to it, but he's not been around video much in his life, and I think that it's better, especially when you're younger. It really does a number on your head, literally. It does. So anyway, that's the Miles report for today. Right now, here's something for those of us who are in business. Yesterday, I was talking with Dr. Ken and the medical audience about this, because doctor's offices, right, they have sometimes 5-6 employees, depending on the size of the office. Ken's mm-hmm. office has about 20 employees. I think Jack's office has 5 or 6. So the medical community can take advantage of this, but pretty much all types of businesses, restaurants, construction firms, you name it. If you have 5 or more employees and you would consider yourself a small to mid-sized business, then you ought to go to covidpayment.com and take advantage of the funds that have been set aside in the CARES Act to reward you and your company if you stayed open during the pandemic. The struggle that COVID has brought to small, mid-sized businesses, legion. It's just a lot of people wouldn't have made it. I think we made that distinction yesterday when we were talking about this, Jay. This isn't a loan, by the way. You don't have to pay it back. So if you can get your hands on this money, you'll probably help yourself and your business, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. You go to covidpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the experts there will do the rest of the work for you, and they'll take, if you get your money, they'll take a percentage of what you are sent. The company will help you qualify also for what they call fast cash. There's an option that helps you get the money even quicker. So once again, whatever your business, got a small, mid-sized business, go to covidpayment.com and help yourself to $26,000 per employee. That's easy, and it's important, and it's legit. covidpayment.com.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks.
guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the podcast that we have. We call it the Good Day Download. There are a lot of things that are highlights of our conversation. Certainly this week in our download, we've dealt with in a number of circumstances, Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest during the game. We also talked about Martina Navratilova, and that's happened with the doctors as well. We also have a focus on Jeremy Renner, what's going on with his injury. He was in an accident in his snow-clearing device, and so that has put him, he had broken ribs, all kinds of other, I think he had other broken bones too, Jay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was straight up, his chest was crushed.
Yep. I know we had a conversation about Call Me Cats, Leslie Jordan, and what they did on this week's episode to sort of end his role there. And then lots of this week conversation about resolutions and that sort of stuff. The blizzards around the country. Good God, the weather's awful around the country. And then tributes to the people who have passed on. Anyway, every day you can get sort of a synopsis of what's gone on here during the conversation. Good Day Download is pretty easy to find. All you have to do is go to gooddayshow.com, gooddayshow.com, and get the download. As a matter of fact, during the course of the day, every day, you can get the whole program because it repeats all through the day at gooddayshow.com. So that's something that people like to know more about. The conversation that I just had about how you can benefit from having been a business that stayed open during COVID. Well, from the Here We Go Again department, certain news media, certain agencies, news agencies, are trying to put the fear of God back into you again with a headline that reads, "Experts fear next pandemic will be worse than COVID." They don't know. This is just all speculation. The next pandemic, when is it? That isn't part of the story. It's just a nonsensical, unfair, unwarranted, unjustified. It just shows you how completely irresponsible these people are. Mm-hmm. And that's all. How else do you rationalize a headline like that when there's more? I mean, there's all kinds of speculation that this kind of stuff could develop at any time. Who knows what the Chinese are working on in their laboratories? You know, that stuff, you can trust that they're doing something like that, but I wouldn't trust a headline like that. So calm down, everybody. It's 10 before the hour, and good day.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The navigation of what's going on in the entertainment biz, actually specifically movies and TV, videos, etc., etc., etc. Our man who has the expertise is longtime participant in this program, Chuck Kurz. Matter of fact, he is, other than me, you're the longest running character in this program. You knew that, right?
I did. It's almost... I know, it feels hard to believe I've done this as long as I have.
It's hard for me to believe sometimes I've done this as long as I have.
And for the record, I've tolerated a lot of ups and downs, but I've
right, a lot of it, stuff
I
for me.
On the bicycle.
Right, good for you. All right, okay. So why are we playing the Ocean's theme?
They are currently going to be filming a Ocean's 11 prequel.
Really?
In the next few months. Margot Robbie will headline a cast of characters in a prequel to a franchise which has been fairly successful. I know you said off the air you're a big fan. You like those
movies. Yeah, I do like them.
If you look at Margot Robbie, the last two films she's done, Amsterdam and Babylon, have not even made $20 million at the box office. She did Harley Quinn in the DC universe. Those movies made money. She's going to be in a movie called a big screen version of Barbie this summer. If you look at the trailer, I think it looks ridiculous.
I don't understand what people think. I mean, why is she so special? I don't see anything special in her.
She feels like this generation's Michelle Pfeiffer to a point. She's a pretty
really?
Good actress. She's obviously has great screen presence. I think you have to, again, I think what you're dealing with in film now is more concept than star power. And if you're not in a movie with concept that people buy into, I don't think they really care who the star of the film is, other than maybe a Tom Cruise. Really, you could list a couple people on two fingers, but most of them, they are looking for a
Clooney.
That's why,
so do they bring
know,
back...
I read, real quick, the actor Austin Butler, who is Elvis, right? His management has evidently shopped him to Marvel to be the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four movie. Now, they realize they're doing that because when you get attached to a superhero franchise, you're set for life in terms of your bank account. So it really becomes concept over real good material script-wise.
Did you see the story about Olivia Hussey and Lawrence Whiting, or Leonard Whiting, who were Romeo and Juliet, 25 years or 30 or 40 years ago, whatever it was?
Yeah.
They're now suing Paramount for child abuse? Huh?
Okay, here's why this is a ridiculous story. Yeah. Somebody posted this on Facebook. Okay, they've gone to the convention route, meaning appearing at conventions, promoting themselves, being in these films for the last at least 10 years, signing autographs, making money from fans at booths. Now, this is ridiculous.
Right. It really is. James Cameron is hinting that Avatar 3 will feature some evil character. He says the last part of the movie, the third in the franchise, will be dark and the best part. Dark? So,
listen,
why would we want to see a dark Avatar?
This one's going to do $2 billion at the box office worldwide, so they're going to let him do whatever he wants.
Isn't it amazing?
Right? They will.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of movies, this movie Megan about the animatronic doll who goes haywire.
Looks awful.
This Friday.
Awful.
No, actually, it looks good.
Awful.
The reviews, come on. The reviews are really good. This movie's going to make money. This movie's going to do coins.
The concept is horrible. The concept of that, the meanness and the scary stuff.
It's really campy. It's not really that scary. So it's PG-13, so they're going for a mass accessible.
She kills people that try to stop her from doing whatever she's doing. How can that be anything for children to watch? She's a murderer.
Okay.
That's what she does. What do you mean, okay?
It looks fun.
How fun, yeah. I always love movies full of people that kill.
Listen to me. After 30 years, I'm going to tell you, lighten up, relax. It's all good.
Really? Okay, thank you. I like to go. I did actually think the first Avatar was good. But I look at some of these other things that have made, you know, over $1 billion. This year, Spider-Man. Let's see here.
Doctor Strange 2.
Jurassic World Dominion, Maverick, Top Gun. They've done very, very well. Cameron must be very wealthy, though, because deals like Titanic, he made. Look at all the money
himself. I have to believe he's a billionaire.
Yeah, I would think so. Easily. But he still wants to. I mean, just because you have money, that doesn't mean you don't want to contribute to society.
I think he believes he is with the technology of movie making with these Avatar movies. I didn't realize other things. I think he's a great filmmaker.
Kate Winslet is in these Avatar movies? I didn't know that.
She's in, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Chucker. Fine job, as usual, covering film and television here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Chuck Curry on Movie Moments on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.